Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hector Barreto is our guest. He's the chairman of thelatinocoalition.com, and that's the website. Check it out, and you'll see what he's doing, he and his people are doing, to help the Latino community of business owners. And they just came off of a wonderful, successful event, the Latino Prosperity Summit in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. A lot of great guests there and talking about all the great things that are happening to the Latino business community in the United States of America. And one of the people who's been more than anybody else driving that whole national movement is our good friend Hector. Hector, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your leadership, sir.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your leadership because you do it every single day, and you've been doing it for a long time, and we're very grateful for you.
Former administrator of the SBA, nobody did it better before or after. Hey, Hector, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming election while I got you here. As you talk to folks, I mean, there's still plenty of Hispanics out there who lean Democrat. And I'm sure there are plenty of them who are business owners who are that way. But as give us an idea as that your the Latino, the Hispanic community, as they continue to hear about people professing and promoting socialism, free things for everybody, that kind of thing, how does that ring to the folks that you're around all the time?
Not very good to the people that I work with. Remember, I work with business owners, and
they
the last
payroll.
Thing they want is the last thing they want is government to get more involved in their business. Plus, they still remember, you know, their ancestors from the old country and what socialism brought them. They want no part of that. I mean, there's always
they know more than almost anybody about what's going on in Venezuela, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Venezuela at one time was a hugely successful economy, and it's been destroyed.
Socialism destroyed.
You look at what's happening in Cuba. You look at what's happening in other countries in Latin America. They want capitalism. They want what they're seeing that we're doing here in the Hispanic community. Remember, the Hispanics in the United States have more purchasing power than all of the Hispanics in Latin America. So that'll tell you something about what system works better.
Right.
But you know what? I think that more and more Hispanics are independent voters, and they're going to vote their pocketbook. I think we saw that in the last election. I think we're going to see that the same time this time around.
Well, I hope that's the case because I make payroll too, and I don't even understand why we're even discussing socialism. Hey, Hector, I want to change over to something that you've been an amazing leader in helping people get connected to business opportunities. Folks, his matchmaking events that he conducted over a couple of decades has now morphed into something that's more convenient, more online. And I want you to tell us about Hector. And this is just a continuation of Hector's work and leadership in helping small business owners get connected to larger customers. Tell us about it, Hector.
Thank you, Jim. Well, you've always been a great supporter and a helper. When I went to SBA, we started business matchmaking. In other words, these events that we would do to introduce people to the buyers of federal agencies in corporate America. And I'm very proud of that. We set up 50,000 of those appointments, and it led to billions of dollars worth of new contracts. But not every business owner can jump on a plane and fly to Washington, D.C. At the time that we were doing matchmaking, technology wasn't as available and cost-effective as it is now. So now we have this new portal, which we call TLC, you know, kind of like the Latino Coalition or Tender Loving Care, whatever one you want, TLCmatchpoint.com. And basically what that is virtual matchmaking. You register your company, and we start marketing you to the government agencies and corporate America. There's no obligation to sign up for this thing. You can get a free trial. Go to TLCmatchpoint.com, and you do not have to be Hispanic.
Nobody's going to ask you who your great-grandparents were, are they?
Absolutely. No. We just want to know you're a small business and you want contracts from the government or corporate America, and we want to help you do that. So kelseymatchpoint.com is a good start. Let me know what you think about it, and I'd love to do more shows on that in the future.
Well, bring us some people who've used it. I'd love to talk to people who've used it and who've gotten through and made it happen. We like hearing those kind of success stories. So this is a portal that will allow people to they can sign up and explain what their and sort of identify what their capabilities are. And are they able to then reach out to certain people, or do the customers reach out to them when they see their capability?
Well, it works both ways. You give us your information, you tell us what you're good at, and then we go out and start marketing you to these government agencies and to these corporations. And then those corporations will call you directly. But we can also facilitate meetings when we have good matches. And that's what makes it really work. That's the secret sauce,
right?
Is doing qualified matches. We want to put people together that can really do business together.
And some of this, as you know, some of this work, you've got to be qualified not just to do the work, but to do business with the government. Are you helping people understand how that works on the site?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're going to do quite a bit of training and you know, online sessions to help people understand
how it
works.
That's important.
Yeah. And eventually what we want to do is help them get certified. There's a lot of certifications out there,
right?
But not all government agencies, not all corporations accept them all.
Right.
So we want to help them understand that process as well. But
Hector, I got to wrap it up. TheLatinoCoalition.com, also TLCMatchpoint.com. That's this new portal he's talking about. Hector, keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime. God bless you.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.